This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله تعالى من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا وأسوتنا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وأصحابه أجمعين وعلى كل من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما سبحانك اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه وبعد. Special brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, today we have this event on marriage. What did they say? Why don't you marry? I'm going to try to make this informal, just like a discussion, rather than a very important lecture. I mean, normally I like to do lectures standing up. I just asked the brother, for me to, you know, be fully focused, I need to stand up and, you know, we have a small gathering, inshallah, so we'll just kind of discuss a few things connected to my topic. We can make it interactive if you want to. So it's more like a dars than a talk. Do you understand the difference between a talk and a dars? Like a classroom setting. The topic, my topic's not mentioned here, but my topic is culture and deen. Actually, I did a whole talk on this topic once at a university a couple of years ago titled Islam in a Prison of Culture. It's actually on the internet, on my website, the whole audio talk. And somebody, this brother from Finland, he's actually put them all on YouTube, the audio. He's a convert brother, actually. I was just telling Brother Rida right now. He's actually put so many of my talks on YouTube. They're all audio talks, but he just puts these pictures. And you can have all the, it's all audio. Then we did some research on this brother. Some of the brothers told me that this brother, some Fredu or something, is putting some. So I told someone to email him, one of the brothers. I said, email him, find out, he's got his own channel. And we came to know that he became Muslim in 2006. A bit up, okay. He became Muslim in that's better, inshallah. And mashallah, really sincere brother. He's about 20, I think, or 22, something like that. He became Muslim when he was 18, 17. And if you really look, subhanAllah, this brother, how passionate he is about his deen. He's actually coming to England. He says he wants to come and see me. Alhamdulillah. He's a Hanafi. He calls himself a Sunni, Hanafi, whatever. He did his own research on everything. Before he became a Muslim, he actually did research why he should embrace and accept Islam. And this actually is very important because this shows the difference between someone who is actually a Muslim by choice and somebody who is a Muslim by culture. Big difference. And this is the reason why we see that many times in this day and age we find that revert brothers and sisters, those who come into the fold of Islam, those who embrace Islam, those who learn about Islam, they become far better Muslims than those who are already born in Muslim families like me and you. It's all culture, many of us. Whatever culture we are from, whichever background, every community has cultural baggage. Whether it's the Indian subcontinent, India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, or African countries, or the Arab world. Every community has some cultural baggage which they confuse with Islam. And I'm going to talk about certain topics. Just made a few notes. And that's why I was saying that many times when people who embrace Islam, they study Islam. This brother, he actually said that for six months before he became a Muslim, he studied Islam. He read the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He studied the Quran from the beginning till end. There are Muslims who are born Muslims and they're 80 and they've not read the book of Allah. Yeah, there are people like that. Not even in Arabic. you know, without understanding, even that at least you should do. But as a Muslim, I normally say we should at least try to understand, you know, go through some basic translation meaning of the book of Allah. These are the words of Allah for me and you. Allah has sent this book for the Muslims, not for the Christians or the Jews or the atheists or some Hindus and Sikhs. This book is for us. If we spend a life of 70, 60, 80 years, and we don't even get time, we have time to read every other book on the planet and do every other thing, but if we don't have time, we don't have the time of the words of Allah. Imagine, these are the direct words of Allah, our Lord and our Creator. Just imagine. You know, sometimes this we forget this, this goes over us. These are the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just imagine Allah's words, kalamullah. Imagine. You know, when Allah says, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقِ, this is the speech, kalam of Allah. No human being, no words of the human being. Yet, we don't have time. These are, you know, the cultural Muslims who are born in a Muslim family. These are people who, they were just born Muslims. They're Muslims because they were born Muslims. Unfortunately, many of us are like that. We should ask ourselves the question, why are we a Muslim? Have you ever asked yourself that question? You have? Okay, let me ask you, why are you a Muslim?
I believe that Islam is a true religion.
Okay, how did you come to that conclusion?
Because if you look at all the religions, none of them are universal, and none of them worship their own God. That Judaism is universal, you can't find Judaism.
Yeah, I'm saying, did you study that, or did you come to realize that by studying certain things?
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Alhamdulillah, very good, mashallah. Let me ask somebody else, brother there, why are you a Muslim?
Because studied. Other religion, they found out that they can't show the proof of Allah SWT. So we need to do different studies.
Alhamdulillah. Good answers, which is good. But unfortunately, we find many Muslims, a large percentage of Muslims, are Muslims by chance and accident. You know what I mean by accident? It's an accident. Parents, accident. They're just born in a Muslim family. Born in a Bangladeshi family, Pakistani family, Indian family, Somalian family, Arab family, by what? By chance. And I've actually met brothers who actually have said this to me themselves. But we are only Muslims because we're born in a Muslim family. And they don't practice Islam. I mean, according to some ulama, these people are actually not Muslims. You know, there's a great book in Aqeedah called Jawharat al-Tawheed, Lines of Poetry, a great Maliki scholar called Sheikh Ibrahim al-Laqani. It's a very good book. It gets taught in many Arab countries. In there, there's a line of poetry where he says, إِذْ كُلُّ مَنْ قَلَّدَ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ إِيمَانُهُ لَمْ يَخْلُ مِنْ تَرْدِيدِ إِذْ كُلُّ مَنْ قَلَّدَ فِي التَّوْحِيدِ إِيمَانُهُ لَمْ يَخْلُ مِنْ تَرْدِيدِ. Every person who is a Muslim because of taqleed. You know taqleed? You must have heard of the word taqleed. Everybody knows what taqleed is, following a madhab. But this is in aqeedah. Any human being who does taqleed in aqeedah, there is no taqleed in aqeedah, which means you are a Muslim because someone else was a Muslim. Every individual who is a Muslim because someone else was a Muslim, إِيمَانُهُ لَمْ يَخْلُ مِنْ تَرْدِيدِ. His iman is full of doubt. Iman is not complete. If you're a Muslim just because your parents are Muslims. Now the ulama have actually discussed this, they've gone into detail. They've said the meaning of this point of aqeedah, the meaning of this point of aqeedah is that if somebody is a Muslim because his parents are Muslim, he was born in a Muslim family, right? But now, say this individual, he is a Muslim because he was born in a Muslim family. He's a Muslim because he's born in a Muslim family. Is that okay? The sound?